Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. From the beginning of February, restrictions will be gradually lifted in France, including mandatory remote work, limitations in public places, and nightclubs will reopen by mid-February. However, 420,000 contaminations were recorded yesterday, and the sanitary crisis is surging in schools, with nearly 19,000 classes currently closed, a record since the beginning of the epidemic. Measures will be lifted in schools as well, but not before the winter holidays, according to Jean Castex. Also in the news, fruit and vegetable prices are soaring in France. A 9% increase was recorded in 2 years, according to the Annual Observatory of Rural Families. The Consumer Association is asking the government to set up help for low-income families. A meeting under tension today between the United States and Russia. The American Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, will meet in Geneva on the crisis in Ukraine. This meeting comes after new threats from Joe Biden, who has stated that there will be retaliation in the event of a Russian incursion into Ukrainian territory. In the case of the Élysée Poles, Claude Guéant, and four former close relations of Nicolas Sarkozy will know their fate today. They are suspected of favoritism and embezzlement of public funds. The court will render its decision early this afternoon. And then soccer with a derby to kick off the 22nd day of Premier League tonight. Lyon will play against Saint-Étienne, kickoff at 9 o'clock. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.